Hey, that's a million times better.
Yep.
All right. So, sorry about the phone tag. Sorry I missed your call. I was just stepping out to a brief lunch. I've got the numbers for you. Do you have a pen handy?
It's pretty straightforward. So why don't you, tell me what you got?
So in terms of the approval right now, I've got a first position refinance approved. I've got it approved for $56,000. They won't go any higher. I was able to get them to budge on a few things. So as discussed, out front, they're waiving the origination fee. And if it means much, I can do a one-off and lower the cost by 1% on the payback. That's just something more to show you that we want your business. I don't think it makes a material difference. But if you took $56,000, it lowers your payback by $560. So it's 1% lower on the payback.
What's my weekly payment over 12 months?
Your cash flow on 56?
Yep.
It would be a daily draft, but I can equate it to a weekly. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, what is it per day?
So let's bring it up. Give me a second. So weekly, a weekly would be $1,367.
Okay, so $1,367, I'm paying about $1,250 without the, so basically it goes up $100.
I'm sorry?
So basically it's just going up $100.
Versus your on-deck loan?
Yeah, versus the on-deck, but then obviously I'm aware of the other thing that I pay once a month. So
yeah, so I mean, with the whole, I mean, I don't know how the whole cabbage thing works. So if you wanted to
it's
go down,
it's actually really, really great for fast cash.
Okay, I mean,
so I can even re-up with that if I chose to. The only thing that I'm thinking is that again, from you, the net that I will be getting paid on. Or having that additional cash flow is literally going to be about $8,000.
Correct.
And I know I'm getting everything under one umbrella, but the thing is that at this rate,
Were you able to pull your on-debt contract on what you brought with them or no?
No, but that really doesn't make a difference because I'm comparing apples to apples, which is basically knowing that I got $50,000 from them and knowing that I'm on a 12.
Did you get 50 or 55? Because that was the whole issue
55,
here.
Yep. It was 55. And my payback over 12 months to pay them back their money, regardless of what that amount is $1,250 per week. So no matter how you slice it, I'm getting a better deal through OnDeck, no matter how you slice it, because the fact of the matter is, if you do with you, $1,370, whatever it's going to be, times 52 weeks.
Well, so you, I can give you the numbers.
I'm paying back $71,000 on $56,000.
Yeah, so the loan that you have for OnDeck, and I'm not here to educate you or push you on the program, I'm just here to tell you the numbers. It sounds like you have a 1.2. That means for every dollar you're borrowing, you're paying 20%, which is your third time with OnDeck. Do I
understand, but my payback, it doesn't matter if it's the first time, third time, fifth time. That's not the way to look at it in my case. Here's the thing. If you were going to give me a lot more money and the percentage was like you're saying, about 20%, and I could at least walk away and know that my company is going to get an additional $20,000 or something like that to work with, and maybe my, I'm paying them back out of the 55. It looks like if you take 1250 times 52 weeks, it's a 12-month agreement, I'm paying them back literally $65,000.
Yeah.
So essentially, they're just adding 10 grand onto that 55.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So in this case, what I'm thinking is that even though it would be nice to pay off OnDeck, it would be nice to pay off, whatever it's called.
Cabbage.
The fact of the matter is that if I was a little more strategic, but here's the thing. I'm not trying to put you guys down or anything like that. I know you've been working hard for me, and I know you put together some pretty good numbers. The only thing is, for the consumer, myself, I still have to do what's best for the business.
Oh, of course you do.
Yeah.
No,
so basically, my bottom line is knowing that, A, the the good part is that I pay everything off and I'm starting from scratch with you guys. I'm paying $1,370 a week approximately.
Yeah,
and I'm going to walk away with about, you know, about 8,000, maybe 7,500 total. But the bad thing is I do know it's a higher percentage. I know it's the first time working with you guys. But right when I take this money, I'm going to have to turn around and do something again with Cabbage. And it's literally going to get me into the same exact bind or the same exact situation because, frankly, in order for this to be worth it for me, you know, like I said to you from the beginning, if I was going to do something long-term, I would have really been interested in a 3 to 5 year, which I know I'm not eligible for yet, which I can literally walk away with the absolute amount of working capital that I think would work, which would have been that number of anywhere probably between 30 to 50,000.
I don't think that's no. I think I'm not going to push that back on you, but that's just not true. The most that any business should be borrowing technically is about 10 to 12% of the revenues. And the whole issue here is that, I'm not trying to be rude, the whole issue was that you thought your on-deck balance was a lot lower than it initially was.
Right.
And it's gone from about 30 to 42. But I'm here to provide you a few options. And then the first option is, look, you don't have to do anything with us. At least you have an approval. If it works, it works.
Well, let me add this in, Ruben.
Yeah.
We're going to do more than 550,000. We're going to do about 650,000. Maybe more, maybe 700,000. If you even take that 12% number, that means that my number is spot on, that I could take 84,000 and pay off my 48,000. That's very close to what I'm just saying. So that's what I'm thinking about. You see what I'm saying?
But I understand, but just to give you a little feedback to our industry, and I can kind of, my goal is to give you options, and we're a lender and a syndicator. We lend our own money. We work with other companies. Doesn't mean we're just trying to pigeonhole your program. What makes our approval special, and it might not seem much to you, is most companies, all they're going to do is pigeonhole you. They're going to treat you like a number, and all they're going to tell you is, hey, your balance with OnDeck is 42 grand, your balance with Cabbage is 6 grand, that's 48 grand. You have to do net 50%, which means for every dollar we give you, even if we give you, say, 80 grand, you have to, like, let's use an example. Let's say you get 80 grand. They'll give you 40, but most importantly, they won't even fund your loan because they don't allow people to pay down their balances to get to those numbers. So they're just going to give you nothing. They're going to give you no solution. Here are the products that I have available for you. Mm-hmm. I have a $56,000 approval. It is a great approval. And in kind of, I think you're seeing the forest for the trees. You're saying, hey, look, if I take this loan and pay off Cabbage to get this loan and then have to get some money with Cabbage, fine. We don't care. Do whatever you want. That just might be the short-term solution. The other option is, I have a $20,000 approval for you that doesn't require payoffs. However, that loan is very expensive, and the challenge
is... I thought it was $25,000. Did it adjust now?
I'm sorry, $25,000. I know we had discussed other numbers. It's $25,500. There's a fee of $500, but most importantly on that loan, just so you know, here's the difference. You'll get a little more money, but your cost will skyrocket. If you want my true opinion, here's my opinion. In this industry, it is about experience. It is working with some customers. It is understanding the industry. I know you don't want to hear that, but that is the truth. There are a lot of lenders that will give you second position loans. Cabbage is kind of like a hybrid product. Some lenders consider it a loan, some don't. It really depends on the program.
Right.
But if you do the first position loan, you can come back to us or you can call a myriad of companies, and I'm sure you'll find a lot of people who will give you a second position loan. However, if you keep your on-deck balance and you do a second position loan with us and you get that additional funding, the amount of people that will do third position loans are very nil, and I will tell you, and please believe my honesty, that third position loans, they're awful. They're horrible, horrible products. They're outrageously priced. They're like 3-month terms. I have a customer that just came into me, and I feel horrible for the guy. He has a $20,000 third position loan. It's 3 months, and he's paying back $10,000 in interest over 3 months. He's paying 50% over 3 months. It's crazy, but it's not a good product. And so I think for the longevity, I'm not here to push you in either product, but I'm just telling you, I'm here to fund your transaction. You do the second position loan, not a problem. You do the first position loan, not a problem. Just in the future types of things, there are a lot of lenders who are open to doing second position loans. That's why we do second position loans. But just so you know, we typically do not do third position loans in-house because of the risk. So when a customer comes into us and they're talking, I appreciate your honesty. You're saying, hey, Ruben, if I take this loan with you guys, I'm just going to go to GateCab and get more money. Cool. You're telling me the truth. I appreciate it. But I'm telling you, if you do a second position loan with us, it then becomes very, very hard to do refinancing, and you kind of you nail yourself into a corner. As an FYI, I confirmed, and this transaction still has to go through funding. I still have to be dotted. T's going to have to be crossed. Things can always come up in the funding process. But as an FYI, we are okay doing the refinance without you netting 50%. So if you wanted to just give you an idea, if you wanted to just pay off Cabbage yourself, just to give you an idea, and you just want to refi your OnDeck loan, if you just wanted to do that, we could do that as well. So we're not requiring you to net 50% on the dollar, which is a win.
But at the same time, in order for me to move forward with that $56,000, you guys are requiring me to take that and pay off, or you guys are going to pay off OnDeck, and then I have to pay off Cabbage. Is that
correct? No, we can pay off both, I believe. I'm just giving you an idea. So if you came to us, let's just say you came to us and said, hey, Ruben, I just want to drop my payments lower. That's all I care about. That's all I care about. Okay. And you owe $48,000? Not a problem. We could refinance all of that money. We could refinance all of that money, lower your payment, and then you could seek a second position loan with us or someone else. So we're here to give you options.
Right. I understand.
And just so you know, if you paid off OnDeck and Cabbage, your loan payment with us would be cheaper per week than what you're paying right now, just for your information.
If I literally do the $48,000.
Yeah, your payment would be $1,172 a week.
Yeah, that's $70 a week difference. That's not that significant.
And that's the whole point. I know it sounds like only $8,000, but hey, if you're going to get an additional $8,000 and have one loan and not have to get a stack, then that's a better option. And still, it's nothing to squeeze at. $8,000 is still a lot of money. It's not $2,000. It's a significant amount of capital.
So what you're telling me is that if we so you're saying that is it my Cabbage that is beating me up?
No, I'm not saying anything's beating you up.
No, I'm saying as far as how were you able to even get me $70? Because I took $55,000.
Yeah, you'd be doing 48.
Oh, because $55,000 just with them, and then Cabbages. And I've already paid back a bunch off. I see. No, that definitely wouldn't work because I've already paid a lot into that, and I would literally just be refinancing and moving over, and then literally, I wouldn't want to do a second position loan at that point. You know, here's the thing. If we could have, like I said, if we could have looked at something, just out of curiosity, what is the daily payment on the second position loan? Let's say at $20,000.
$20,000. I mean, I'm going to quote you on $20,500 because like I said, they'll roll a $500 fee into it.
Yeah.
But I can't stress as much. That is a bad product for your business. It is not something that someone in my shoes or any company, frankly, should offer you as the only avenue. And it's the truth. So let's bring this up. What is the name? Let's bring it up. Hold on. Here we go. I just have to go through another screen. Is your business growing right now month by month?
We stay average, but we're looking to grow as a whole throughout the whole year.
Okay.
So there's some months where we have a great month, and then there's another month where we level right off. But we're hoping, or we're in position to definitely, we've grown from first year, we doubled business, and then from second to third year, we're looking to grow another, $100,000. From the year before.
So you wanted $20,500, correct?
Well, I'm just, asking for an example of what that would be. I think that's about over $1,000 a week.
Let's see, $2,500. It's $1,064. You would basically, just to give you a comparison, you would be netting $12,000 more. It's all about what goes into your bank account. That's the most important thing. So you would net $12,000 more than the other solution we're providing. But what would it cost you? Well, it would cost you another versus a $100 week increase, cost you $1,000. So basically, it's within 8 weeks, you're screwed. Mm-hmm. Because here's what I would tell you, and this is just my thoughts, but it's also my experience and other people here as well. If you refinance, I get paid in units. That's how people are rewarded here, not by loan amount. If you do a first position loan, there's a tremendous amount of lenders in the industry that will do second position loans. They will. We're not the only one. There's tons of programs. Third position loans are very, very expensive. And so I cannot predict the future, but if you do a second position loan with us, just be forewarned that those companies are highly aggressive with third position loans. And I have seen customers who have chosen this path and done the second position and regretted it. I've never had a customer who's had the option to refinance and said, I wish I did the second position loan. It just doesn't work that way.
Right. Well, the biggest thing that I'm considering is, because I do consider Cabbage a second position loan that I have, that I will be paying them back within, you know, the next 5 months.
Okay.
So the thing that I'm thinking is, I think I need to sit tight and get these balances down.
That's
and then
fine.
I could start to look at some options because, you know, for me to walk away and get and pay more and, you know, I would literally probably have to go right back to Cabbage and take money. But if I literally sit tight, I think I can look at my different options.
You know, that's a good way to look at it. All I would share with you is it all comes down to need. If you need funds and you're growing and you have orders to place, then we want to provide a need. If you talked to me about some orders that you're trying to place and some materials, so if you have that need, the loan's ready to fund. We can get this money in your account by tomorrow, if not Monday. If you don't have a need, I don't feel it's a good product for your business, although I can't stop you from borrowing.
Which one, the first one or the second
one? Any of them. Doesn't matter. Even if you have no needs, look, I understand it's your third time with OnDeck, and it is what it is. I don't determine the pricing here. It is a great approval for you, but this is all about need. I think the way that I slice it is this. How big is your line of credit with Cabbage? What's your limit?
I think I'm at my limit. My limit, it looks like it is, looks like it's about 6,000 somewhere
okay.
there, and I've taken my limit.
Okay, so that's a very tiny approval. But here's kind of what I would tell you.
But the payback is very straightforward, and it is a great product.
We have a product.
They're not charging me out the butt. I think on that $7,000, I think I'm paying back like $600 or something like that.
Charles, we have a better product. We have a 0% interest credit card for 12 months. It's free money for a year. We have a better product. It's not about like convincing you. We have a 0% credit card for a year. It is free money if you qualify for a year. Free money.
Okay. Have we qualified for that credit card?
I haven't even submitted you. That's a personal and business. It's a personal card. This business is 6 months, but it's not going to get you the money you need, and that's why I don't think these Band-Aid solutions work. Here's the way that I.
Well,
with
a 0% credit card, if it was for the business, you know, honestly, that's probably what I should be looking for what we're looking to pay off.
Not the amount of money you need. It can sometimes go on. I'm just drawing an analogy.
We need right now, to be honest with you, just to. You know, do what we got to. I mean, we need literally maybe $10,000, $12,000.
Okay.
So if I could do it in a credit card form, that might actually work.
I'm drawing an analogy. It's also, I send you an application. It takes a while to process. It's going to go back to square one. Here's what it's going to be an additional credit pull, which I know you don't want to do.
Right.
Here's what I'd share with you. It's all about need. This is how these products work. It's not about us trying to duke it out with OnDeck or anyone in our business trying to duke it out with OnDeck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting in countertops in my apartment right now. I went with someone who had the product I needed in the time frame I needed. I didn't, you know, it wasn't about putting 18 guys together and trying to have them duke it out because I know sometimes lowest price, worst service, best price, good service.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my, you know, and I'm sure you deal with that in your industry, correct?
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, either way, I really just got to think about this.
Yeah,
take
your time.
Because honestly, what I'm thinking is if I sat tight and even if I went back to you or, you know, OnDeck, the fact of the matter is, and you're right, I thought I was paid off less. If I was literally, if the total that we were looking at was that $35,000 and you're offering me $56,000, then the fact of the matter is I'm paying everything off and walking away with $21,000 in which I could finance at a, you know, just a little bit worse of a rate. But the fact of the matter is, I was wrong with the number. That number is going to be about $48,000 total at this point because I made my weekly payment on deck. So we're looking at max walking away with about $6,000 to $7,000. And honestly, that's not worth tying me up for, you know, the 6 months to a year.
Okay. I mean, here's what I would just, and by the way, is that your balance or your balance with the discount with OnDeck? Because I believe OnDeck offers you a discount for paying off early. That's my only confusion.
Yeah, I actually think that that's the discounted. They sent me the payoff letter.
Okay, I mean, to me that, but is that including the payment you just made or not?
No, that wouldn't have been including. So that pay, I pay $1,250 a week. So let's say out of that it drops at $1,000 and $250 goes to interest.
Well, you should have a schedule, but the way that I'm running it is you paid 4 months or less than 4 months on the 12-month note.
I would be very close to the 4 months now.
All right, so that makes sense. You have a $65,000 payback. If you're 4 months in, that means you've
done... Oh, no, I paid a little more than 4 months now. I'm a week past 4 months.
So you might be a little lower, but here's what we do. My role here in our company's job is to give you an approval, not a maybe.
Yep.
The approval's good to go. It's good until the end of the month. It all comes back to need. If you need $10,000 to $12,000, I think our numbers get you pretty darn close. And like I said, you can always come back to me. You can come back to me in a day, and I can see what I can do after your loan funds. You can come back to me in a month and ask for more money. Mm-hmm. But there's no promises. But you're close on that $8,000. You're very, very close. On the same time, you can always come back to me in a month. The only thing that I can share with you is this. I don't have access to your books. I don't run your numbers. But I've been in this situation a lot where a customer will come to us. We actually have a customer right now that we're working with. They got $300,000 from us for 24 months, 4 months ago. Didn't return phone calls. Said no thank you. Actually, they're not like you. They're extremely rude to their sales rep. Well, now they're calling us back. Their bank statements have issues. They can't qualify. And they're begging for the money, and they simply cannot qualify. What I tell customers is this. We can't control the future. We don't know how your books will look, and sometimes things happen. So what we want to provide is a solution they can fund instead of, hey, what if the bank statements get weaker? Your bank statements can always get better, but they can always get weaker. Someone might bounce a check on you. Who knows these things? But the approval I have is good until the end of the month. Once, if you want to move forward, we get your current bank statement, we move into funding, and hopefully everything goes smoothly. But I would just tell you from my experience, you know, I'm actually quite pleased with the offer because most people are just going to give you a second position loan. It's very expensive, and they're going to tell you take it or leave it. And we've actually provided you what I feel is a very legitimate solution.
Right. Well, at this point, you know, you have convinced me that a second position loan is... you know, might not be the smartest thing. Because the fact of the matter is we're paying weekly every single week, and we're in a position that we figured a couple little things out, so we were able to get out, you know, some of the stressed material. So now it's just looking at a few more things, and we're busy, we're getting out jobs. So the thing is that, you know, I at least need to think about it and discuss it with my partner.
Yeah.
But, you know,
and I
know for a fact that I've done the same amount of business, if not more, month. That's not going to change. I had one bad month, which was my slow month. So I know that that's not going to change until next year. And then by then, I'd be able to either re-up with OnDeck or then go back to you and get a much better, you know, situation where I'm almost literally closer to more than 50% paid, you know?
Okay, and at the same time, there is one other program that we really aren't too fond of because there's a lot of underwriting done on it, but I'm going to see on a one-off. It's a second position loan that goes up to 15 months, but it can get you a lot of money potentially, so I'm going to see if that's available. I don't think it will be, so I don't want to promise you anything, but, you know, these
you
are the numbers...
Do you have to run my credit again?
No. No, not at all. So... you know, take your time.
But is it a good payback, or is it not that good?
This is a really good. That's the whole thing. Like, I don't want to beat a dead horse. I don't want you to feel like you're getting a bad payback. The refinance you have approved is a great payback. A 128 is a great payback over 12 months.
So
that
you're
is
saying I'm at 125. Is that correct, or 120?
You're based on the numbers you told me. You're currently at a 120. That's
okay.
What you're telling me.
So you're saying that's amazing.
It's not amazing. It's amazing if you're for a third time. It's not amazing for a third time customer.
So but you're saying end, with you third time, what would that potentially be at?
I've seen A, I don't promise people anything. B, the lowest rate that I've ever given someone on one of these loans is a 116 over 15 months. But okay. That's a customer that has a long-term relationship. I also right. have done. We've also done cash outs against equipment for people. We have a lot of different programs. It's just
right.
Not
but
cash
I'm at alone. One. I'm at 120. So the fact of the matter is, if I do a fourth time with them, I might get closer to that 128 or 127.
There's a lot of ways to define best. A lot of our programs have early payoffs. OnDeck's early payoff is 25% of remaining interest. Which is it good? Yes. Is it that amazing? No. There's a lot of different ways to slice things. I think some people in my shoes, they're going to tell you how bad OnDeck is and they're horrible, and that you're not going to hear from that from me. OnDeck's a really good company. They're a great company. I know people that work there, but my goal is not to compare my loan to OnDeck. My goal is to find a loan that can fund for you in a timely manner and net you as much capital as possible. And that's what we've done. But yeah, it's not amazing. It's just like you have a very good loan with them, and you should. It's your third time loan with them, so it's not unexpected.
Right. Now, look, I'd be interested in taking a look potentially at what a second position, $20,000, something like that, over 24 months.
No, they don't. Those don't exist. You're talking about
what did you say? How long?
They don't exist. No, for second positions, they sometimes go up to 15 months, but 24 months don't even exist.
Well, so for example, if we did 15,000.
But you're also violating your OnDeck contract. I don't know if you're
exactly.
Cavers loan drugs, and I don't want someone to do that if they have no other options. And to further point your point, you said Cabbage might be considered a third loan. If it's considered a loan, then you have three loans, and then you don't want a fourth position loan.
Exactly.
If someone who does it, they're crazy.
Exactly.
So the reality is, look,
but you guys aren't considering a Cabbage a second position loan, right?
We're considering it a loan. We're considering a loan that needs to be paid off here. Absolutely, we are.
Okay.
That's why we're paying it off.
Look, I got all the information. Let me figure it out and think about it, and then we'll touch base if anything tomorrow or Monday.
Fair enough. Just as a last kind of parting thought, just where we're at. If you did 55 straight with us, just to give you a comparison, the equivalent weekly draft. Would be $1,343. So the difference we're doing, it's very minimal versus your current loan. But yeah,
right, about $100 a week difference, exactly. So we're $100 a week,
83.
About 83.
Yeah, if you compare it apples to apples, 83, correct.
Yeah, so that's over 4,000 difference. All right, let me think about it. I definitely got to sit on it, but at this point, I am getting closer to that 50% mark. So I'm getting close to getting out of my own rut. So the thing is that I don't want to make a decision like you're saying that is just not a smart decision. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I highly encourage you. And by the way, I know you don't want your credit ran, but just again, to give you a little insight to our industry, and I'm gonna let you go. Most lenders, they're gonna hit you with a hard 50-50 rule. That's it. The fact that we're doing
I'm not looking for any. I'm not looking with any other company. What I'm looking at is thinking about what I already have out there now and thinking about what you offer. I'm not looking at a crappy second position loan or a third position loan. So
fair enough. All right. Give me a holler if you need me. Hopefully we can get some business done with you, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.